You're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with DJ Cabaret. Hey, what's up, you guys? You're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And today we are going to be talking about the bro code and the girl code and friends in relationships and kind of what to do when you're in a relationship and what that means and all that sort of stuff. So I think this is really interesting. It's something that a lot of people find difficult to handle when they're in a relationship, how they're going to deal with their friends and what they should and should not do according to their friends or whatever that might be. And I think it's something that everybody needs to know about, but it also is defined differently by different people. So that is really a big thing to me, and I definitely want to talk to you guys about that today. And remember, if you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas, stories, anything you guys want to tell me, you can shoot me a text. I will love to share it here on Penguin Radio. And the number is 415-570-2969. And I can keep you completely anonymous. You don't even need to tell me who you are, what's going on. You can just shoot me a text there at that number. And I would love to answer any questions or comments or concerns or anything you guys have for me today. And remember that you can do that at any point during the week as well. That number is, the line's always open. You can text me at any time. So there is that. So I kind of just want to, you know, get right into it, kind of talk about some of the things that you might be thinking about, you know, when you're in a relationship. And I first wanted to start with the bro code or the guy code or whatever that might be or mean to some of you guys. So to me, the first time I ever really understood and took in, I guess, the information of the bro code is when Neil Patrick Harris on How I Met Your Mother, as Barney Stinson, made the bro code. And he had so many rules and articles and things that he felt were important. And he would remind his friends, I suppose, during the show that, you know, Article 26 or whatever it might be. And there was a bunch of different rules that came with that. And it sometimes seemed like he was making them up on the go, and they were very random. So there was a lot of different things that went with that. But I think that there really is a bro code or a guy code between guy friends. I know I've seen it. I have some guy friends that have talked about it before. And I think that it's something that pretty much everybody kind of comes in contact with, whether they are making the bro code or they're following whatever bro code their friends have or whatever it might be. It's really a guideline set to live by between guy friends. And most of the time it's unwritten. I know in How I Met Your Mother that it was actually a written set of rules, something that you could refer back to. It was like a Bible, which actually I think is funny because now they've physically created a book, The Bro Code, that you can buy if you feel so intrigued by it. You can go ahead and buy that, and it has all the rules that were brought up during the show How I Met Your Mother, and it has different rules and regulations and articles and lots of things that are made from Barney Stinson's point of view from How I Met Your Mother. So that's that if you're interested, but I think that there really is an unwritten set of guidelines of rules, I suppose, that are between friends that are kind of, you know, you should follow them because it's kind of hard to know what to do and what not to do when you're in a relationship and what your guy friends kind of expect you to do. And for some people, I guess that it needs to be said explicitly, but for most people, it is an unwritten, unspecified set of rules that I believe can be defined differently between all different types of friendships. So I think that's something to keep in mind, especially if you aren't sure if your guy friends are cool with whatever you're doing or whatever that might be. So some of the things I was looking up of the bro code when it was, I was looking up the bro code that's on How I Met Your Mother, and I was also looking up some other people's codes between their guy friends. And the first rule that I always kind of ran into was something that I personally don't think should be said. I don't think that the word that is used is correct, but I will say it and then I will preface it. The number one rule in most people's guy codes is bros before hoes. And I don't think that women should ever be called hoes. I don't think that is correct. I don't think that's nice, especially if you're using it in the context that this is used. So what this rule is saying is you should always keep your friends and your close friends, whether that be guys or girls, before your girlfriend or before a girl that you're hooking up with. And I understand this rule. I've been told this before. I've heard this before. I know some friends that have tried to live by this rule before. And I think that this being the number one rule that I ran into was really interesting. I agree that there should always be friends before you put your new relationship or before your girlfriend, and that, you know, friends are forever, that if you have a best friend, that's very important to you. However, I don't think that putting your friends always before your girlfriend is a good choice. And I know that I am in a relationship, and if my boyfriend personally was always putting his friends before me, I wouldn't feel very loved or appreciated in the relationship. So that's something I would just say look out for, especially if you feel like your friends are living by, you know, whatever unspoken bro code or guy code you guys have between each other. And there were some other things that I was finding, that sisters are off limits. And I thought this brought up an interesting point, just because, this kind of brought up is, can a guy date one sister and then the other, or can two guys date two sisters? And there was a lot of things that were prefaced with this. And I also wanted to touch on, there is a, reality TV show called Sister Wives. And I think that personally, maybe this is just my opinion, but people who date sisters, whether it be their sister or date both sisters or whatever that might be, I think that that is very weird. I think that it's not something I would condone or like to be in a relationship that has that, or whatever that might look like to some people. But I think that having this as a part of a bro code that sisters are off limits is a little bit, I think it's, it should be there. But for some people that having, you know, sisters in a relationship, that's part of their relationship. That's part of what the foundation of the relationship is. And I would definitely look into that. And I just kind of wanted to touch on that. I thought that was an interesting one. Another rule that I found that a lot of guys are listing off on their guy codes is exes are off limits. And this also kind of goes with, if a guy is with a girl, let him have her, don't go chase the girl. Or if that guy is trying to get with the girl, don't go chase the girl. You know, that, I don't know, don't be that guy is what they were saying. It's just let, you know, whatever relationship's going to happen or is happening or happened, let that be that. Don't be the guy that gets in the middle of a relationship or a past relationship, because that kind of ruins a friendship. And I believe that, even though you might think, oh, well, me and my bro were close enough that it wouldn't, it definitely does put a damper on your relationship with the person and your relationship with your friend, because you would, in theory, be dating someone that, let's take you're dating your friend's ex, for example. You're in theory dating someone that your friend dated already. So the entire time your friend was dating them, were you looking at them differently? Was there a different way that you were kind of thinking about them? And I don't think, honestly, I would be very comfortable with that. I know I've run into situations where I have liked someone or felt feelings for someone and wanted to, you know, be with them in whatever way, and my friend would swoop in and, you know, take that person away, or, you know, make them interested in her instead of me. And I think that personally hurt me. It also set established rules for me, saying that I would never want to do that to someone. So I think that, you know, just kind of knowing your own boundaries, and if you talk to your friends and know their boundaries, that's always important as well. So those are just a couple of the things that I was seeing when I was looking around for, you know, the guy code, the bro code, and what people were believing and what they were thinking. And I think there's times where, you know, what I was saying about having your girlfriend come first or your friends come first, I think that there's times where this happens, where your friends will come first, and, you know, that's important to you because that is your friends. And then there's also times where you're going to take your girlfriend first. And if that becomes an issue with your friends, then you definitely need to be able to sit down and talk with them and figure out what's going on. And I just want to say that the bro code is not all about relationships. You know, there's some other things like don't snoop through your friend's phone, and, you know, keeping secrets for your friends, or, you know, if you're doing something stupid, you know, you kind of cover up for your bro or whatever that might be. That was on a lot of different guy code lists. So I just wanted to say that it's not all about relationships, but since you are listening to the hookup and everything else about relationships, I did want to keep this a little more relationship oriented. So just so you guys know about that. One other thing that I wanted to, actually I have a couple more, rules, I guess I would say, about friends and bro codes and guy codes is don't throw your friend under the bus just to impress someone else. And whether that be other guys or other girls or a girl you're trying to get with or whatever that might be, just don't, you know, throw your friend under the bus because you think it's going to make you seem cool. It really doesn't. It actually makes you look like you're a loser or you're not cool or you're kind of selfish or self-centered, because it makes you look like you're, I don't know, you're just not impressed with your own friends, so you have to make yourself more impressive. So that's something that was on a couple of guy codes that I thought was a good one. I thought that if you throw someone under the bus and you kind of make them seem like bad or horrible for whatever reason, then it makes you seem even worse because you're throwing them under the bus, and that's the first thing that this person you're trying to impress knows about you. Another thing that I thought was really interesting that I actually had never heard of is be polite enough around your guy's lady friend, whether that be someone they're hooking up with or their girlfriend or friends with benefits or whatever that might be. But when your guy friend asks what you think about the girl, be honest and be very honest. Don't try to sugarcoat anything. I think that personally, it might be a girl thing or it might be a me thing, I'm not really sure, but if I was asked by my friend what I thought about their significant other, I usually would want to make them feel better about themselves and not second guess themselves. And seeing this on a guy code list was really interesting. I thought, you know, that I personally would never tell my friends that I hated whatever girl or guy they brought around, but I think that it is something you should look for, and you should be able to trust your friends and know what your friends are saying. And if they're saying that the person you're with is horrible, then maybe you should listen to them. And even if they're saying that they're great, I think it is important to kind of keep your eyes open and keep yourself wary of that. So with that, I have a quick little video here that I wanted to play so you guys can hear it. And this is from Awesomeness TV on YouTube. And this is Guy Code versus Girl Code with Megan Ranks and Yo Muscle Boy. And I think that they had some really interesting views on the guy code versus the girl code. Here you guys go.
We are talking about the main rules of guy code
and girl code.
And one of the main rules of guy code is if a guy's with his friend, right, and he sees another girl and one of them sees her first, he has the right to call dibs on her, okay? And the guy can't do, like, he has to back up, he has to fall back.
But no, but what if she's into the other guy?
It doesn't matter.
Wait.
It doesn't matter.
How does that not matter at all?
It does not matter, okay? Now,
the homie, he cannot interfere with that. That's just all him at that point. Now, if the girl is not feeling him, she's like, hey, like, but your friend, though, changes everything. The guy has to kind of, like, you know, take a step down, drop his pride, and, you know, I mean, now it's up to them. But if he calls dibs, the other homie, the friend, guy, you have to back up.
And so do you respect that if like your guy friend called dibs?
Yeah, you have to.
But what if she's like super hot?
Oh jeez, that complicates everything.
Well, what about your friend's ex?
Oh my gosh, hooking up with her?
No, no, do not do that.
Don't. Yeah. I think that's the definition of girl code and guy code.
That'll ruin everything. And I feel like even if, unless you guys are like soulmates, it's not gonna work out. Like that's just disaster everywhere. You're gonna lose a friend. That's just gonna be weird, knowing the history. It's dumb, no.
And I feel like it's weird because if you would hook or like date them after anything like that, like were you thinking that when your friend was dated? Like,
for sure.
I would be so freaked out and like pissed off.
Definitely. Yeah. Like you were totally checking out my girl.
Yeah.
In front of me and you guys, it's bad.
It only worked in Love Actually and then it didn't even really work.
Is that a movie?
Have you really not seen Love Actually? Don't date or hook up or develop feelings for and act on those feelings for any of your friends' exes. I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna say exes. A lot of girls like to put that on guys that they've liked, guys that they've crushes on, but my friends are really flirty and they've liked everybody and then I would just never date anybody.
Friends' ex-girlfriends are definitely off limits. That's, you can't do that. I mean, I guess it all depends on how close you are with the guy. You know, if he's like a really close friend, you should automatically know once it's over between, you know, your friend, the relationship, you just let it go.
So have you done that before though?
Baby.
So bad. I am respectful.
Lies. Lies.
Okay, yeah, okay? It happens, okay?
It happens.
It all depends on how long they were like dating, right? I guess how serious they were. And then you can.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on other things too, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just moving on.
It's better just not to do it. It's a complicated.
Just don't do it. From our advice, personal experience.
Don't do it.
Personal experience. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Not worth it.
A crush? I think a crush is. Oof. Oh, gosh, is bringing back bad memories.
I guess if it's just kind of an acquaintance, I mean, why not?
So I think we've established that calling dibs is kind of more guy code, but not dating your friend's exes or dating your ex's friends is kind of both girl code and guy code.
That should be a law.
Literally, punishable by death.
Yes.
Too extreme.
We are talking.
All right, you guys, thank you for listening to that. I thought that was something really interesting. It kind of gave you the view of both the guy and the girl side. And I know that I am only one person and I can't have multiple voices on my show to kind of give you both perspectives of the guy code and a girl code. So I thought that was something that was going to be a little bit beneficial for you guys. So I do want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will talk to you a little bit more about the girl code and a little bit more about dating your friend's ex, which according to Awesomeness TV, as you heard, is a big no-no. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University. My name's DJ Cabaret, and this is The Hookup and everything else about relationships. You're listening to The Hookup, and we'll be right back here on Penguin Radio.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you all. find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no. Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Thank you for staying with us during that break. You're listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret here on Penguin Radio.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Thanks for staying with me during that break. You're listening to me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And this is The Hookup and everything else about relationships. So during our first half, we were kind of talking about the bro code and what the bro code is and what the guy code is. And we were initially talking about, having your friends before your girlfriend or vice versa. And I also wanted to talk to you guys about dating your friend's ex. And that's a big no-no. I've heard kind of across the board, depending on who you're talking to, that you cannot date your friend's ex. Now, I was in contact with a couple of my listeners from this week, and they were saying that there are some circumstances where it's okay, I almost want to say, to date your friend's ex. And personally, I don't think I've ever run into that situation. However, I did find it interesting that more than one person said it did depend on the circumstances. It depended on how long they were dating, or if they were really serious, or whatever it might have been. So I think that those are some factors that you kind of have to think about, as well as what was the relationship, and were they really in a relationship, or were they just hooking up, and what does your friend really consider an ex, or what would they get upset over? Because there are some cases where there's a guy that, or a girl that someone really does like or wants to be with, and then your friend kind of comes in and steals a show from you. And I don't think that's cool by any stretch of the means, but I do understand if, you know, a friend doesn't realize that your friend, that you have feelings for someone. So I think that all those kinds of things are important to keep in mind, and being able to talk it out with your friend is something that's important, I think. And there's a lot of different things that kind of come up with dating your friend's ex, and if they're are exceptions to the rule, and you know, whatever that might mean. So on this topic, I was, after I talked to some of my listeners, I was looking at some of the exceptions and if it's ever acceptable and those kinds of things. And I came across another video that I wanted to share with you guys from The Real Daytime. It was just posted on October 16th, so not too long ago. And this is some women that were discussing, can a friend date your ex? So you'll kind of be able to hear all of their input and what they believe. And I think that it's better than just me to have my voice here, to hear some other people's opinions that have had some experience in this as well. That's why I'm sharing some videos with you this week. So with that, here's The Real Daytime on Can a Friend Date Your Ex?
What if what if the person felt like they had found their soulmate?
No.
No, still oh, no? Like sacrifice the soulmate. The two of them should be miserable forever.
There's plenty to choose from.
Okay, now you know this happened to
no
me.
No need for a man me down. This, whatever you call it.
This kind of happened to me. I had a boyfriend and one of my close friends at the time watched me and the guy kind of go through it.
Okay.
And everything went, like, watched me, sat with me while I, like, cried my eyes out about the person. And then proceeded to date him.
Mm-mm.
See,
just wait, 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 wait. It gets better. With.
Hold you know what I'm talking about. And then proceeded.
No le vamos a decir.
No, I know.
Oh, they're speaking Spanish.
Sorry, sorry. So wait, so later on she sent me, once I think she knew that I got wind of it because it was kind of, people knew at this point that they were together. I actually was calling her to go to an event to see if we could ride to it together, and she was ignoring my calls. I actually didn't care that she was with the guy at all. Okay. I was reaching out to her to try to get a ride for her to go somewhere, and she was dodging my calls, and I think she thought I was calling to confront her, but I was not, I swear
to you. Just wanted to carpool, but you see, she's so sneaky, she can't even give you a ride.
Exactly. And, well, it gets better. Yes. She wrote me a letter. A week later, she writes me an email.
Okay.
You ready for this, guys? Telling me that God brought them together, and what God
through
put
you
together, no man shall separate. And I was like, all right, well, in the words of Julissa, vaya con Dios, like, yeah, go with God, it's gonna be okay. All that to say, they are no longer together, so I'm just...
I think, to button this all up, there's a difference between letting go and stealing a man. And I don't steal men, okay? Because I got enough already, so all right? Yeah.
All right, you guys. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little clip that I had there, because there are some people that think that it's so not okay to date someone's ex and that you're going to be really hurt or really offended by it in the end. And you could hear here that, you know, the one woman that had an experience with her friend dating her ex really didn't care that they were together. However, there was that whole concept of being sneaky and sneaking around and not really wanting to confront the situation. And I think that those are some issues that people run into with their friends that can ruin friendships and can kind of make it not really great to be together. Because if you're sneaking around and you feel like you can't be with someone, then because of your friend, then there's definitely something going on. Then you definitely have broken whatever code between you and your friend is going on. And I personally have had a situation where I had a close friend of mine that actually asked me if it was okay if she went ahead and dated someone that I had had feelings for previously. And I, you know, I told her, I can't stop the situation. I can't have you guys not see each other. You can't not date him because I had feelings for him previously, and, you know, maybe once or twice we had gone out on a date or whatever it might have been. And I told her, I can't stop it. I won't be comfortable with it, especially because our dates or whatever you might call it had just recently happened. But I told her I wouldn't be very comfortable with it and that I valued our friendship more than this guy. So I would try to be okay with it. But if she wouldn't mind to just not do it at the time. And she said, okay, she said that would be fine. And she ended up actually not telling me about it and dating this guy. And of course I found out because her and I spent almost every single day with one another. And actually in the end, that hurt way more than her ever dating the guy. I, ended up not really caring for the guy at all. I realized that he wasn't very kind to her or to me. And I actually was a lot more hurt by her not wanting to tell me, or her kind of sneaking around behind my back. So I think if you're sneaking around or not telling your best friend something because you're afraid that whatever you're doing might hurt their feelings, then I think you're kind of breaking whatever code is between you and your friend. And in relationships, that's hard because you want to be able to share everything with your best friend or your friends, and not being able to do that is definitely difficult. I think that it's hard to be able to do that. So something else that comes with the girl code that I find always interesting is that guys don't realize how much girls talk, especially when they're best friends. So if you text a guy, you're usually consulting your girlfriends on what to say or how to say it. And especially if you're in a large group of girls, or you are hanging out with a bunch of your friends, there's definitely more consultation that happens before you text a guy back, or before you want to send that initial text. Or if a guy texts you, you're always going to probably consult with your friends and see what to say. So those are always interesting. I actually have another video here, which is actually from a TV show called The Girl Code, which is on MTV. And this is from season 2 of Girl Code. And they're talking about girls and texting and what all of that means and what that looks like. And this is kind of, I'm putting this in my show today for those guys who don't realize how often girls talk to one another. So here you go.
Decoding texts from guys is like the holy grail of girlhood.
Text flirting, text combos with the guys always results in you and your homegirl sitting around looking at it and trying to figure out what the f- is going on or what you should write back. Like, okay, wait, he just said he likes me, but he wants to take it slow. What does this mean?
When he says, yeah, I don't know if I'm really gonna go there, do you think he means that, okay, is he saying he doesn't like me?
Wait a minute, when he said hello, did he mean like, hello? Or did he mean like, hello? Or did he mean like, hello? He just meant hello.
Ladies, don't spend any time reading into a text from a guy, because if you think like, oh, this means something different, it doesn't. I probably just spelled something wrong, because I have barbecue sauce on my fingers.
You know you get a drunk text message from your ex-boyfriend and everything's spelled wrong. You're like, oh my God, he really lurves me. He real lurves me.
Waiting for a guy to text you back is like the worst thing ever. It is right up there with waiting to see if you're pregnant on one of those little pee tests, or waiting to find out if you have an STD.
The only time he should text back right away is if, you know, there's no sports on, there's no TV shows on, his video games are all broken, there's no internet, he already masturbated, his friends all died. But if one of those things is going on, then just wait a few minutes, because there's other things that he's worried about.
Don't lose your mind. Don't write, hey, question mark. Don't write, question mark. More question marks. You look psycho. Don't do that. It's the waiting game. That's why when he writes you, don't respond right away. Wait a couple days. Let him feel it.
All right, you guys, that is from MTV's Girl Code. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, there's a lot of people who don't really realize what's going on, especially when you're texting. That is a hard relationship game to play, is to be able to text someone and, you know, talk to them. So we kind of wanted to talk a little bit more about the dating your ex is your friend's ex, and what that is with girls. So a lot of the time girls have more boundaries than you might actually know. So if you have a girlfriend, a friend that is a girl, not your girlfriend, a friend that's a girl that seems a little mad about whatever relationship you're in, I would say probably talk to them. I wouldn't say try to not talk to them or try to avoid the conversation, because there's a much higher possibility that if you talk to them, you'll kind of figure out what's going on and you'll be able to mesh out or flesh out whatever's happening, and you can have a more open conversation with them instead of just trying to guess or understand what's going on without actually knowing what's going on, because a lot of the time girls, part of the girl code, I would say, is to keep things secret unless, you know, otherwise noted. So if you can talk to someone and be able to figure out what's going on, then it's going to be easier for both you and the person in the long run, because you can talk it out and figure out what's going on instead of being able to, I'm not really sure. There's a lot of controversy that goes on with girls and what's going on in the relationship, or what should be going on, or what isn't going on that should, or all those sorts of things. So it's kind of difficult a lot of the time to kind of decipher what's going on. So part of the girl code is, especially if there's two girls in the situation, is keep your mouth shut unless otherwise noted. So that's something that I try to keep in mind, especially when conversing with my girlfriends or my guy friends, just so that I understand I understand everything that's happening, and I'm not just guessing, because when you guess, that kind of ruins relationships, whether it just be a friendship or a relationship with your significant other, is keeping things from them. So I just wanted to talk about that. And that does come into play a lot of the time. If you're dating your friend's ex, it's harder almost to understand what's happening, because you can't really talk to your friend about it, and you can't talk to your significant other about your friend because it's awkward or whatever it might be. So those are all important things to note. Something that I personally think, and please let me know if you guys have any different opinions on this one. You can shoot me a text. The number is 415-570-2969. Another thing that I personally have kind of been coming up to recently is, if my friends break up with their significant other, I want to be there for my friend. However, I've noticed more times than not that people get back together. So you don't really want to bad mouth or bad talk the person they just broke up with, because they might get back together with them. And I have realized this with my friend a couple of times. I know that my best friend actually recently just, took a break from the relationship she was in. And she was really upset when it first happened. She really didn't know if they were broken up or what was going on, and how long it would be until her and her boyfriend spoke again. And I didn't want to talk badly about her boyfriend, or I guess her ex-boyfriend at that moment, because I knew that she really, you know, had feelings for him, and that he had feelings for her, and obviously that there was something going on that I didn't know about. So I didn't want to bad talk him, but I also didn't want to up talk him to make her, I suppose, miss him more or feel worse about them not being together. So those are some things that I ran into, and I actually ended up talking to her about this later when her and her boyfriend got back together. And I thought that, you know, I asked her, would it have been worse or better if I had, you know, down talked him, and if I had told her that, you know, he was always a jerk, or he was always mean, or he was always doing things that she didn't like, and that sort of a thing. And she said, you know, I actually appreciated that you didn't say anything about him, that, you know, you were just there for me. And I personally have put that into my own girl code with my girlfriend, is that, you know, I think that her and I, we have a really strong connection. I've known her for a very long time. And if you're listening, I hope you are hearing this. And she knows that I always have her back, and she always has my back. So we're always there for each other. And she said that the idea that I was just talking to her for her instead of trying to bring in another guy's opinion actually really helped her get through what was going on. And it was much easier for her to be able to get back together with him. And of course, she asked me, do you actually think he's a jerk? And quite honestly, I think that everybody has their pros and cons in a relationship. And I think that her relationship is very strong for what it is. And I commend them for being together, and they've been together for quite a long time as well. So I think that that's really great that they were able to get back together, and that has worked out for both of them. So that's something I added into my girl code. And I don't think that, you know, it's a spoken a spoken set of rules for a girl code or a guy code, and I was saying, so that's something that's kind of hard, is, you know, having friends and boyfriends and girlfriends and figuring out the balance between all of that. So I'm going to take a quick break here, and remember that you're listening to The Hookup and everything else about relationships with me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more stories and gossip here on The Hookup with DJ Cabaret.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Thank you.
Who let the dogs out?
Radio.dominican.edu.
Ziggy Iggs, they got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Dogs out?
What?
Do what? Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Thank you.
Who let the dogs out?
Radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you for staying with us during that break. You're listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret here on Penguin Radio.
What's up, you guys? Thank you for staying with me during that break. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University, radio.dominican.edu. My name is DJ Cabaret, and you're listening to Hookup and everything else about relationships. And we've kind of been talking about bro code, girl code, kind of codes, I guess you would say, and you know what all of that is. And the first rule, I guess you would say, in the bro code was, I hated the words, but bros before hoes. And I think that that's really interesting. I think that having your friends before your girlfriend or vice versa or whatever that might be, that I don't think that's just part of the bro code, supposedly. It also, you know, it kind of trickles into just don't be mean and don't be a horrible friend. So another thing in the girl code that more of, or but also in the bro code and the girl code, is don't date your friend's ex. So I think that being able to, you know, kind of decipher what's, you know, friendship and what's being mean and what's being rude in a friendship and all that kind of stuff is hard. So I wanted to talk to you guys about friends and balancing friends in a relationship and being able to, you know, there like ways to have a relationship that have balance in them, because it's harder. You know, I'm going to be honest, since my boyfriend and I have been dating, you know, I've kind of let my friendship slip a little bit. I think that, you know, I spend so much time with him that I've been seeing my friends less often, but, you know, there's a lot that I have to look forward to, I think, in a relationship, and losing your friends just because you're in a relationship is hard. I was actually talking to one of my listeners that was from the 415. She was texting me this week, and she was letting me know that, you know, in her relationship, especially in high school, she was dating this guy, and she became friends with her boyfriend's friends at the time. And she also, you know, she kind of let her own friendship slip at the time. And when they broke up, at kind of towards the end of summer or whatever it might be, she realized that she really didn't have any friends to turn to, and the one friend that she did stay in contact with while she was in a relationship actually was gone on a vacation, and she didn't really have anybody to talk to at the time. And I think that sucks. I mean, there's nothing you can really do, because you can't really like call back to all of your friends. And I know that I personally have done this a couple of times, that, you know, I've been interested in a guy or seeing a guy, and I kind of make friends with their friends, and then I lose my friendship connections. And luckily I have awesome friends that always took me back with open arms and realized, you know, what was going on. And I think that happens more often than not when you're in a high school relationship or a college relationship, is you kind of let things slide. So realizing that if you're in a relationship, that you have a long time to be together, or you're going to be together no matter what, I think that there's no being together forever, because, you know, that people do pass away, unfortunately. But being able to be with someone as often as you can, whether that be a friend or a significant other, is important. So that's something that I kind of been looking into and realizing. So it's important to keep friends there in your life as well, so you always have someone to fall back to, so that you always have support and love around you no matter what that is. So that's all important. So I wanted to kind of preface that. But there are some ways that you can kind of make balance in a relationship, which I personally think improves your relationship, if you spend time with your friends as well, if it's not always just, you know, you and your significant other. So if you, I think that I have three here that have been, kind of working out for me personally, as well as, some other people. And I was looking this up, on the internet, and theeverygirl.com actually wrote this out really nicely. So I wanted to share what The Every Girl says about living a well-balanced life between your friends and your significant other. So the first thing they say is create a weekly date night. And this is not with your significant other because you're obviously already spending lots of time with them, but that would be a date night with your friend. So since you're, you know, pretty focused on a relationship and you spend a lot of time with that, it's important to schedule date nights. And being able to apply those date nights with your friends can actually get into the habit of seeing your friends and having a nice time with your friends. And you can also, you know, have the same enthusiasm and excitement that you have when you go on a date night with your, you know, your significant other or the person you're hooking up with or whatever that might be. And I know that I did my long distance relationship last year, which some of you might know if you've been listening to my show. So if your friends are far away, if you're going to college far away from your friends, taking a trip to go see them, you know, it would be great. Or you can also make a date night where you can, you know, watch a movie at the same time or video chat over Skype or whatever that might be. And, you know, I think that this also plays a part in don't be on your phone the whole time texting your significant other. Kind of do make it a date night so that you and your friend can kind of catch up and be together instead of just making your whole life about your significant other. So that's something I think that it's hard to get into the habit of doing, but once you're doing it, it's really, really great to be able to kind of have that excitement when you go on a date night with your friend. So another thing that I actually did this summer is that also the everygirl.com says is get a workout buddy. So this is kind of interesting, especially if you don't work out, but I think that it's something that's really great to be able to do. So if you have a friend that you both like to run together, or you both want to go to the gym together or whatever that might be, it does, it has some extra something to it. I'm not really sure what it is, to be able to work out together. And you know, you are healthy and you also stay connected, and being able to work out together, it kind of builds a trust. And it also, if you're really busy, you can also add it into your really busy schedule as you and your friend can go work out together. And, you know, it's a little less than, you know, creating a weekly date night or whatever that might be with your friend. But if you have a workout buddy, then it also motivates both of you to work out and motivates both of you to see each other. So I think that it kind of works both ways, and it's really, really nice. So speaking of working out, I do want to let you guys know that coming up in just a few minutes here, my fellow DJ Runaway will be coming up with her radio show at 2 o'clock called Keeping It Fit. And that's all about, you know, being healthy and working out and all that stuff. So while we were on that note, I did want to let you guys know, and I hope you can stay tuned in for that. Another tip that I have here for being able to balance friends and your relationship is splitting the night up. So this is, you know, I personally want to be around my boyfriend as much as I can. And, you know, being able to spend the whole night with him or spend the whole weekend with him sounds great to me. But I also think that if you can split up your schedule with your, you know, with your girlfriends and then your boyfriend, or with your guy friends and then with your girlfriend, it makes things pretty easy, and it makes it easier for both of you. So if you can have an early dinner with your friends in the evening and then, you know, meet up with your guy friend, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend later, then it, you know, it would be the best of both worlds. It would be, you know, something that you both could have time to yourself and you're not always with each other. And, you know, sometimes just knowing that I still get to see my boyfriend after I hang out with my friends makes me appreciate being out with my friends even more, just because, you know, I'm cherishing the time that we're together and I'm not worried about when am I going to see him next, or I could have been with him during, you know, tonight or whatever that might be. So I think that those are all really important things to kind of keep in your life and be able to do. So, spending time with friends is super, super important. And being in a relationship also is really important. And if you have really, really great friends, I'm sure you have been in the situation where you'll, you know, kind of let your friendship slip and you realize that you have such great friends that they kind of allow you back into your life, which I know my friends have done. And sometimes I think it's also important to remind your significant other that it's okay for them to go hang out with their friends as well. Sometimes they kind of forget, and it's harder on the relationship if they're, you know, if there's some difficulty there. So something else that I have been trying, another tip I have for you guys is, I guess I would say group dates, or, you know, it's just making room for other people on your adventures or your dates together, because it's really, really nice if you can spend a night with, you know, your other couple friends or whatever that might be. And these dates don't have to be huge. They can just, you know, be going out to dinner or whatever it might be. And during these dates, if you are friends with both of the people you're out with, just remember that you don't have to be with your significant other the whole time. Recently, I actually went into San Francisco with a couple of my very close friends. We went on a double date. And I think it's really, really nice if the two girls can hang out and the two guys can hang out or whatever it might be. And it's really, really nice just to be able to be in a group situation instead of just being two people on one date, which is nice sometimes if you haven't done that. But it's also good to kind of include other people in your relationship if you can. So that's always good. Those are some tips I have for kind of balancing out, you know, being in a relationship and all that sort of stuff. So I will leave it at that for this week. I do want to let you guys know that next week at 1 o'clock, I will not be having a show. We will have a wonderful guest here at Dominican University. Gloria Steinem will be here, and hopefully we can do a live broadcast of that, which you might be able to hear me do, as well as my DJ Runaway that I was telling you about, who will be coming up here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. It will be next week, I believe starting at 1 o'clock. So with that, I will let you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you are already having a wonderful November. It is November 3rd. And this is The Hookup and everything else about relationships with me, DJ Cabaret, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Have a good week, you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Listen every day for other radio shows from students here at Dominican University of California.